As I like to do, there's an insert with the sermon notes on it. I invite you to take that out and grab a pen or a pencil, fill it out as we follow along. Today, Great is Thy Faithfulness is following the sermon, and there's the history on the back of that sheet, the history of Great is Thy Faithfulness. I thought that might be interesting this morning. Well, as I have been thinking about and preparing for this sermon, and after Thanksgiving weekend and all, I've realized again how lucky I've been to have the parents that I have. Growing up, my parents were always there for myself and my sisters. They went to all of our school events. They made sure that we were fed and clothed, and they made sure that we were in worship every Sunday. And the Sundays that we weren't, we actually had worship at home. Little did I know then, leading worship at home might lead to something else. They also made sure that we did little family events, such as evening of fishing or hunting. They would go swimming or we would go camping. Even though I now realize that there were times that they were worried about where their next meal was going to come from, Mom and Dad never lacked, and our family never lacked in love. Mom and Dad always had a hug or a loving word for us. But you know, I assume that's the way it was with every family. I assume that's how every family was. I assume that all parents were that way, and as many kids do, I took my family life for granted. I grew to resent their rules and their strict curfews. Instead of feeling joy for parents who loved me enough to have rules and made me follow them, that love became like acid in my veins. I slowly grew to resent my home life and became defensive of my life. I didn't realize that my life was nothing without my parents. Now, I don't want you to get me wrong. I wasn't this terrible child that went around corrupting the town, a thriving metropolis of 1,300 people. But I failed to have respect for my parents' love. And it wasn't until I got to college that I realized how fortunate, how blessed I was to have my parents and the family life that we had together, that I had been born into. Especially now being a pastor and experiencing all the things that I have experienced over the last 15 or 16 years, I have a love and respect for my parents that literally makes my heart ache when I think about it. I hope and pray that some of you have experienced that. I hope and pray that all of you have experienced that, but I know reality and I know that that is not the case. For those of you who have or have had a home filled with hateful words and violence, it's my prayer that one day this side of heaven you will be able to experience what I have just been speaking about. Those of you who did grow up in a violent home or a non-loving environment, if you can put aside just for a moment, and I know this is extremely difficult, I don't take this lightly, if you could put aside just for a moment your learned experience of what love is, if you can put aside just for a moment what your experience of family life is, if you've had a bad experience with family life, I would be ever so grateful as you listen to the Word of God this morning that I understand. Because I want to define and redefine that, if you would allow that. Well, I want to look again today at today's scripture, and I'm going to reread it. And I want you to tell me who God is. So as I read this, I want you to be thinking about who is God in this scripture and what Israel's relationship is to God. You know, God is speaking in first person. I'll give you that much. God is speaking in first person throughout this passage. Let's try it again here. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the more they went from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. They shall return to the land of Egypt, and Assyria shall be their king, because they have refused to return to me. The sword rages in their city, and devours because of their schemes. My people are bent on turning away from me. To the Most High they call, but He does not raise them up at all.